closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance, then Bellisio Foods is looking for you. That's right, Bellisio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Bellisio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BelisioFoods.com/careers.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV, where we have a very special guest in the house today to talk about a very special event coming up. And then we're also going to talk about all of the special things that you do all year long, which is really, really cool. And it helps our local kids out. And I think that's really, really awesome. So first off, could you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Sandy Smith with Herds of Hope. Myself and my husband started this 10 years ago this year.
You know, and Sandy, you were here, I think, last year, and we talked kind of about Herds of Hope, but I would love if you would kind of explain a little bit about what you all do, and then we have some tickets to give away to you, so stay tuned for that. But how did you all get started with Herds of Hope, and could you explain a little bit about what you all do?
Well, we bought my brother's farm, and it had this great big huge barn on it, and it was sitting there empty, and we didn't know what to do with it, and I'd always wanted little miniature animals, so we started gathering up some animals, and then it was like, okay, so now what are we going to do with the animals? And the kids just gravitate towards, especially the miniature animals.
Of course.
So we decided, well, maybe this will be something that could help a kid, you know, get past a time in their life that, you know, they don't know how to handle, or they can learn to get along with other kids that maybe they've never had any experience at it, or they have a bad experience at school or something where they've been bullied or something because of one reason or another. So we try to do events that bring the kids together.
Okay.
We actually have a court. We've had one now for 8 years. Where they actually run for the court, and there's queens, and we have a float that we're in parades, queens and kings,
royalty.
So they learn to speak in public. They learn how to deal with people they don't know. They learn to work together, because on our events like the luncheons and things like that, they have to help.
Sure.
So they are learning how to do all those things. Without even realizing they're learning.
And that's kind of the point, right?
Exactly.
You got to trick them into all these things. It's fun for them. And they are learning, but they're also having a good time as well and learning all kind of different skills and that kind of stuff. So kids that come out and hang out with you guys and take advantage of your programs, how do they get involved?
Well, for the main part from the last few years, it's been if you were on the court, then those were the kids. And we have a large court. We have 14 on our court.
Okay.
We keep expanding it. that's why we need a bigger float. But anyhow, they if the court members, they are the ones that usually end up doing all the things. We have now what we call the barn crew. And this is for kids. We have two junior board directors that are on there, that they are helping to create new programs and new events that we're going to have at the barn. This is going to be for any kid that parents feel that it would be a good thing for them to be around the animals and for them to be around. They're going to help clean the barn. They're going to help feed the animals. We're a little low on animals right now after COVID, but we're trying to build that up right now.
Okay.
But we're going to be doing events in the barn that they can participate in. The two junior members are super excited. Emma and, I forgot her name already. They're going to try to recruit kids. Okay. From school, and Maddie. I'm so sorry, Maddie. but they're going to be trying to recruit kids that will be coming in. Anybody that is interested in doing things with the barn crew, now it'll start really gearing up as soon as it gets warmer.
Okay.
That barn right now is really cold. So all you have to do is get a hold of somebody in Herds of Hope. They will direct you to who you need to talk to at the time, and they'll put you to work.
Yeah, but so I'm sitting here thinking, you know, there's a lot of kids out there that maybe, you know, are struggling with something, whatever that may be. But so many kids love animals, and maybe that would be kind of their outlet as far as a start of being social or learning a skill or something like that around these animals, which is so good. So I think that if you have a kid out there that maybe is shy or has suffered a loss or anything, it seems like you all would be there to help them out.
It soothes them somehow.
Yeah.
We allow them to have their distance while after we've shown them what to do and how to do it and everything. A lot of times the older ones will just allow to just like go out and groom a horse in the barn. And there's been many times that we've heard them talking to the horse. So it's saying things that maybe they don't feel comfortable talking to other people about. Yeah. So the horse is the therapist.
No, trust me. I understand. I grew up with horses and they're good listeners.
They are. They are. And they're not too picky on how you brush them. So new people don't have any problem. They can just get right in there. If you have two kids that just don't know how to get along with other kids or something, you get one to start at the front and one to start at the back. And by the time they get to the middle, they have to work together.
That's true.
Get it finished. So that's kind of like a theory that we've used that, you know, and they always do.
Meet in the middle somewhere, right?
They're always so into what they're doing, they forget that they're interacting with somebody else and in a good way.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that you all started this probably not knowing how it was going to kind of expand and what it would end up being.
No, we had no clue that we'd ever have a court in a float. That was just so totally outside of anything that we'd ever thought of. We never thought that we'd do any of the big events that we do. Our snowflake ball, that was something I wanted to do for years and years. And I had one of my board members come to me and say, "Well, Sandy, we're just going to do it." So four years ago, Angel said, "We're doing it." We did it.
That's so good. And for all of you out there listening, you are a nonprofit.
Yes, we're a 501c3.
Yes. And, you know, your whole goal is just to help kids and, of course, the animals, too,
and
right?
The animals. Yep. We do fundraisers. We hope to have a car show this spring. We're going to have a 10th year anniversary program event. We don't know what that's going to be yet.
It'll be something fun, though.
Yes. And we just know we want to celebrate our 10 years. And so we do fundraisers and we do different things because it does cost a lot of money to take care of the animals. And we are trying to increase our animals. During COVID, we did sell a few of them off so that they'd make sure that they were better taken care of, I guess.
Okay.
Just with feed and stuff.
Yeah.
But we've never had any issues with any of our animals, but sometimes you have to, one won't get along with the kids or something.
Sure.
You'll get a goat. We've got dwarf goats. And once in a while, you'll get one that just doesn't want to be messed with.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're just like humans. Some exactly. Like kids, some don't.
Yeah. So those are the ones that we go ahead and sell and then replace.
I gotcha.
We try keeping baby goats around. We're expecting them right now. Any
so
day.
Cute.
Yeah, they're about this big when they're born. So we think we've got about five coming. And the kids just go crazy.
Oh, I'll bet.
They just go crazy over them.
I would go crazy if I got to come out and play with them. So where exactly is your farm located?
Right on State Route 124. Okay. About 3 miles from the crossroads of 327 and 124.
Okay.
And going towards Wilkesville.
Very good. So, you know, kind of that general vicinity area there. So, okay. So you this weekend are doing something that you had kind of an idea about, but hadn't really implemented until a few years ago. And that's called the Snowflake Ball. You just touched on it. So tell us a bit about that. Who's invited? How do you get to come? All that stuff.
It's open to the public. We're selling tickets. It's one of our fundraising events.
Okay.
It's fun. Anybody can dress the way they want to, but most of us take advantage of the ball and get dressed up fancy.
Ooh, you'll
see
that's
a lot
fun.
Of fancy ball dresses. But then we have quite a few that came in jeans too.
Okay.
So it's whatever you're comfortable
with. However you're comfortable.
Exactly.
That's the whole point.
Yep.
It's fun.
The kids really like getting dressed up, and with the weather and the way things have been, we haven't let them put their fancy dresses on for like parades and stuff as much. So they are really looking forward to this. They
good.
All get, seems like they're all getting new dresses.
Very cool.
So anybody can come to it. All you have to do is purchase a ticket or win a ticket.
Or you can win a ticket right here.
Yes, we're going to give away 2 tickets. It's Saturday night at Park's Edge from 5 o'clock to 10. The doors will open up at 5. We're not going to let anybody in early this year.
Okay.
It just hinders setup sometimes when there's
for
a lot
sure.
of people around. So the dinner is going to be done by Olive Garden.
Hello.
We're going to have spaghetti and meatballs. We're going to have chicken with Alfredo with chicken. We're going to have their salad and breadsticks.
You had me at salad and breadsticks.
Yeah, I know,
Olive
right?
Garden, right?
Tea and lemonade. And there is a place to buy. Park's Edge has a place to buy other things like pop and whatever there.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing that at 5. That'll probably be up for a couple hours for people to eat. Oh, and she put garlic bread. It's breadsticks. Don't listen to the flyer.
Anybody knows the Olive Garden, you know exactly what we're talking about.
And we're going to have a lot of desserts. All the parents are donating desserts that we're going to have for everybody to eat. So there's going to be a bunch of different stuff there.
That is so fun. And again, this coming is Saturday, right?
Yes.
January 27th. Can you believe it's
the end of January already? This came too fast.
So weird to me. I can't believe it. But yeah, January 27th, 5 to 10. And everybody's welcome. People 13 and older, buy the tickets and you can.
Well, it's actually open for little ones too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you have to buy the ticket if you're 13
right,
or older.
Right. Yeah. 13 over is $25. 4 to 12 is $15. And 3 and under are free.
Okay.
We're going to be having a lottery tree. It's going to have $100 worth of lottery tickets on it, and we're going to auction that off. We've got Chinese auctions and silent auctions. So any of the small businesses out there that would like to donate, we are open to getting some type of items for our silent and Chinese auctions. We've got a few. Our community is great.
Yeah.
They're very giving.
Yes, they are.
So everybody will be, you can buy tickets for that once you're there. And then they're going to be dancing all night.
That's right. And you have a DJ.
We have a DJ from Wolfpack. It's Brock. And they just told me his last name and I forget it again.
Wolford, I think, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
He's going to be our DJ. I have not had the pleasure of being able to hear him yet. So everyone says I'm going to like him.
Yes.
So we've got him. He'll be there from 5 to 10, and I think it's going to be a good time.
So Snowflake Ball this coming Saturday at Park's Edge. Everybody's invited, and you start off with some great food from the Olive Garden, and then you can boogie-oogie it all night long.
Yep, and then we'll do the Chinese auction and the other auctions in between sporadically
okay.
throughout the evening.
Very good, and Park's Edge is a lovely venue to have events.
We
just
love it.
Perfect for that. Easy to get in and out. Plenty of bathrooms, all that stuff that you need to have a wonderful event. And it's just beautiful in there. So take advantage of that. And so we have a couple of tickets here. And so this is what we were thinking, is that anybody that's interested, go to our Main Street TV Facebook page. If you're watching right now, you're probably watching on our Main Street TV Facebook page, and just give us a shout out under this video that says you're interested in the tickets to the Snowflake Ball. And then we're going to, all of the people that have commented, then we're going to draw some winners. Or two winners, anyway.
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, we normally, if they're interested in two tickets so that it's a couple that goes or something, or a mother and a child or something, we can give both tickets to the same person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. If you have no use for the second ticket, then we would just ask so that we can draw another name to add to it.
Yeah, there you go. So you'll get two tickets unless you only want one, and then we'll give it to somebody else. How's right. that?
That's fair. Sounds good. That sounds good.
All right. Very good. So we'll give you a day or so to do those comments, and then we'll draw it out. Does that work for you?
That's fine.
Okay. Very good. And so what else is going on? Anything else you wanted to tell our viewers about while you're here?
Well, we want everybody to be aware that there is going to be a 10th anniversary event coming up. We're in the planning stages, very beginning planning stages, because we don't even know what we're doing yet. We just know we want it to be something rememberable. We're going to invite all of the past Herds of Hope courts to participate in it. So can't wait to see some of the girls that we haven't been able to see for a while. And they will hopefully all get contacted in one way or another and let know about it. We don't even have a set date yet. We know it'll be sometime this summer.
Okay. When it's a little warmer than it is now.
Much warmer. I would like to thank our board of directors. It's Sierra Dickerson and Michaela Ferguson, Angel Thompson, Emily, I think there's another. My husband, of course, Sam Smith, and Thomas Dickerson, and our two juniors. They are just coming on board. They are getting started and doing things and working with the barn crew. They're going to have a ball.
Yes.
They just love being with the animals and the kids. They are two of the most dedicated kids. Emma and Maddie are like adults in kid form. But they're like 14 and 16 years old. If you have any idea that if you know them, get a hold of them if you want anything to do with the barn crew, because they will talk to you about it. They will tell you everything that they hope and plan to do, and to try to get you involved.
That is awesome. And how, if kids are interested in coming out and being part of what you're doing, how do they get to do that?
They can go to our Facebook page. We have a Herds of Hope Facebook page.
Herds of Hope.
I'm really bad about keeping it updated. So just add something to it. Or send me a message through there, and we'll get with you, or we'll have somebody get with you.
Okay.
And we'll see what we can do. You can do a lot of things. This winter, where you're just even communicating with people, and we can introduce you to some of the other kids.
Okay.
Once it starts warming up, we'll start doing things in the barn, because right now it's pretty cold out there.
Yeah, we won't ask you to put on the old galoshes and go out there right now.
I feel sorry for the animals every day.
I know. It's crazy. So, all right. Well, very good. And don't forget the Snowflake Ball this coming Saturday at Park's Edge. And it is a fundraiser for all of the great things that you guys do throughout the year. So make sure that you come out, get all dressed up, and have a ball.
Have a ball. Do you want to leave the tickets here so they can pick them up here?
So, okay. Yeah. So what we'll do is, anybody interested in the tickets, please give us a shout out on Facebook. And then we will do a drawing.
Okay.
Sounds good.
How's that work? And then they can pick them up here.
Yeah. And then they can pick them up here.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Very, very good. Well, thank you so much for stopping in. We appreciate you. And best of luck to your future endeavors. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Very, very good. All right. Mr. Dillon has some other things planned for this morning, so that sounds like a good time. But you want to do the weather first and unfortunately tell everyone, actually, it's not going to be all that bad this week. We'll at least have some, thank you, we'll at least have some warmer temperatures and get that snow the heck out of here. So, all right. So there is a little bit of sunshine in the forecast today. And look at that, much warmer temperatures with highs supposedly reaching around 42 degrees today. I don't know about that. I'm not holding my breath. Lows dipping down into the 27-ish range. Tomorrow, and then it looks like some rain all the way through the weekend in the forecast, and warmer temperatures. So tomorrow, 43, as you can see, Wednesday, 53, 59 on Thursday, almost 60 degrees after it was about 6 last, probably Thursday. So looking a little bit better this week. We'll probably get all that snow melted and get it out of here. And then God knows what it'll do the following week. So we'll just, one week at a time, we will just take it while we can get it. So are you all about like the snow, Dillon, and all that? Or are you like, I like the warm weather?
You know, I used to really like the snow, but after my adventure with college, trying to get out there and like sludge through the...
When you have to adult, it's not that fun, is it?
No, it's not. I had to dive through all that snow, get in my car, and it took forever to start it up. It was buried in snow. I had to like brush it off. Normally, I can just like take the scraper and scrape the ice off the windshield, but I had to brush it off of the car. It was awful.
I
don't think I am anymore.
Did Ryo cancel classes any day?
Yeah, they canceled it the day I showed up. Like I drove all the way up there, got to my class. It was closed. I just like banged on the door like, oh, let me in. And no, they were closed. And then they closed this Friday too. So, I mean, I don't know who has class on a Friday, but they closed it. So,
gotcha.
And that would suck if you had class on a Friday. Did you have class on Friday?
Yeah, all the time.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't have any on Friday.
So at Capitol, you had, this is how my schedule pretty much went. You had either Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes or Tuesday, Thursday classes.
Yeah.
But you kind of had to take classes as they were. Like there wasn't like a, you know, a huge, you couldn't control your schedule that much.
No, I can't.
So you had to kind of take what was given to you. So there was always some Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes that you had to take.
Yeah, I can't imagine having to take a Friday class, but I have had to deal with the whole, like, it's only available these days. And I'm like, well, that doesn't work with me. And then they're like, well, that sucks.
Tough duty.
Yeah. They're very flexible and they try to work with you, but they can't do anything about what days classes are scheduled and what days you're available.
Exactly. So, yeah. Just don't schedule, you know, a Friday class at like, you know, 4 or something like that. It would just be horrible. Like 10 o'clock Friday class, fine. Then you can do
sometimes
whatever.
I wish they had like 6 a.m. classes just so I could go in, get it over with, and move on with my day.
Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, I know it would be miserable. No one wants to have to get up at like 5 a.m. to go to classes.
Never the dreaded 8 a.m. class.
Yeah, but I think I would be happier if it was a 6 a.m. class just to get it over with.
Honey, you nuts.
Yeah, I mean, Matt comes in here at 6 a.m. every day.
There's not oxygen in the air at 6 a.m. We're all just, you should be sleeping at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Oh, it'll kind of suck as a college student having to go to bed at like 9 because you have a 6 class.
I have to be all responsible and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be tough.
No, thank you. Yep. All right. So, yeah, I don't know about this weather. We'll see. I assume it's going to be in the 40s and 50s and almost 60 on Thursday. So I would have to think we're all going to be in a flood because all the snow and ice is going to melt.
Oh, there goes Eddie Jones again.
Yep, right. The Eddie Jones Reservoir. Oh, well. So what else do you have going on? You said that you had some videos planned.
Yeah, I have some videos from Matt's Pretty People Problems. I just find them really entertaining segments. So I thought we could watch them here on the show today.
Okay. Very, very good.
No, yeah, one of them's from, I think, last week, I think Friday, and then we got today's Pretty People Problems, so
okay.
Just figured we'd go through them.
Let's do that.
Yes, we should.
So, well, before we do that, I don't want to. I actually got a notification. We have somebody on the line for us, and I think it's important that we actually take this call because it's not very often that we get the opportunity to have a news story like this. Now, if you remember, national news yesterday broke that Arnold Schwarzenegger was detained by airport customs officials in Germany because he didn't declare a luxury watch that he was wearing. Well, we actually have been lucky enough to get him on the news line, joining us this morning. Good morning, Arnold. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Good one. You said taking the time. I see what you did there.
Oh, right, because your watch was confiscated.
And I don't even know why. It's too big for this skinny little girly wrist.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you had a very eventful trip to Germany, sir.
I knew it was doomed on the plane ride over when the in-flight movie was Kindergarten Cop. What was I thinking when I made that piece of crap?
And you were detained for 3 hours yesterday?
I know. I haven't been held hostage for that long since I saw Killers of the Flower Moon.
Ooh, wait, you didn't like that movie?
It was okay, but it needed more cyborg assassins from the future. But I tell you, the experience of being detained at the airport has given me an idea for a new movie. The Terminator.
The Terminator. Okay, I see what you did there.
Sarah Connor, come with me if you want a slice from Sbarro.
Well, it sounds like everything worked out okay. Do you think you'll ever make a return trip?
Of course. It's like I told the Germans, you know, I'll be returning. You thought I was going to say the other thing, didn't you?
Well, we were kind of hoping. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Arnold Schwarzenegger, thank you for joining us today, sir. Are you still there?
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Okay.
And I'll leave you with another famous quote, okay? Hasta luego.
Oh, come on.
Jeez. Do it again.
Thanks, I think so. There you have it. Hasta luego, and I'll be returning. So
returning.
It was quite the entertainer there, if you will. So
yes.
Yeah, so but anyway, that's your pretty people. You know, he had his pretty people problems yesterday,
yes,
but
he
here's some others, and we'll shift gears here in a couple seconds. But Sophie Turner, I guess, has dropped the wrongful retention suit against Joe Jonas. People's reporting that her wrongful retention lawsuit against her estranged husband, Joe Jonas, should be dropped. Both parties agreed to having the filing dropped following the approval of their parenting agreement in the UK. She alleged last year that Jonas withheld their daughter's passports in order to prevent them from traveling to the UK. So that's been a mess, but apparently looks like it's been resolved. So Josh Duhamel and Audra Marie have welcomed their first child together. They revealed on Instagram that they welcomed their first child. Alongside a black and white photo of the baby's feet, they wrote that Shepherd Lawrence Duhamel was born on January 11th. So, of course, the Transformers actor and former Miss World America were married in September of 2022 after dating for 4 years. So congratulations, Josh Duhamel's a dad. So.
Yeah, all right.
Jacob Elordi and Olivia Jade, according to Entertainment Tonight, things are not over for the two of them. They are reportedly still together, despite many outlets recently reporting that they broke up again. They started dating in 2021 and broke up in 2022, before they got back together in May of last year. So, throwing that out there. You know, we were just talking earlier this morning about Barbie being such a hit everywhere in the box office last year.
Yes.
Now winning awards and that type of stuff. Well, Sharon Stone revealed on Instagram that she pitched a Barbie movie in the 90s.
Huh.
So she made a comment on a post by America Ferrera where she shared her acceptance speech from the Critics' Choice Awards. She said that she was laughed out of the studios when she came in with a Barbie idea in the 90s with the support of the head of Barbie. She said, "Look how far we've come." She said, "Thank you, ladies, for your courage and endurance." So apparently she tried to get it made the last time and just didn't happen. So, also according to Variety, Mark Ruffalo recently revealed that the Poor Things cast and crew tricked him into thinking that they were replacing him with Oscar Isaac while filming. They were teasing him about that during rehearsal, said Willem Dafoe brought him over at lunchtime, and Oscar came up and said, "Hey, man, sorry, but it's just not going to work out." So he said he didn't even realize it was a prank at first. I was just kind of like, "Oh man, is this really happening?" So he's in the midst of doing that. So also, Kieran Culkin, of course, Succession, catching lots of success and awards. Well, according to Entertainment Weekly, Kieran Culkin says he's yet to watch the final episode of the show.
Huh.
So he revealed during a Q&A session that it wasn't on purpose. He said, "I was in Poland, and I couldn't sign into my Max account." He said it was an app issue. He said then he went on vacation, and after that he was like, "Yeah, it was like 3 months ago." He said, "I want to go back and see it." So, yeah, thank you, Chris Armstrong. So, throwing snowballs at the window like a superstar. So anyway, go back on the road, Chris. Get out of here. So, nice. You put a crack in the window too, by the way. Just letting you know. So, so we'll send you the bill. So anyway, we got pretty people problems. Then you have Chris Armstrong problems. The ugly people. So. He's still bitter that he got beat. So
that's all right.
Anyway, Jodie Foster says that she apparently turned down the role of Princess Leia. During her appearance on Jimmy Fallon, she said that she almost starred as Princess Leia instead of Carrie Fisher. So Fallon said, "I saw on the internet that you were offered the role. Is that true?" And she said, "Yeah, I was." So they were going for a younger Princess Leia, but I had a conflict. I was doing a Disney movie, and I just didn't want to pull out of the Disney movie because I was already under contract. So can you imagine how different that would have been?
Yeah.
Jodie Foster as Princess Leia. I can't see it.
Nah, me neither.
I really can't see it. But
it's kind of like, you know, that Shirley Temple was... So Judy Garland was, of course, set to be Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, and then they didn't make the movie until... I don't know, it was like 2 or 3 years after they had talked about it.
Uh-huh.
And then they were recasting it, and it was going to be Shirley Temple.
Ah.
And then they had to go back, and I don't know, there was some kind of agreement where it was like, you're going to have to stick with Judy Garland.
It's wild how that stuff happens. You hear the people were supposed to be other people, and then you find yourself trying to picture them in the roles, and it's like, no, I just,
right.
It's hard to see. So, on the music side, for the first time ever, on March 8th, Alice Cooper's releasing Theater of Death, live at Hammersmith 2009 on vinyl. The 27-song collection includes songs like No More Mr. Nice Guy and School's Out. The Who, live at Shea Stadium 1982, will be released on March 1st on CD and vinyl as well. It was released in 2015 on DVD. Judas Priest has released their Crown of Horns video. It's the third single from their upcoming studio album, Invincible Shield, which I find myself going, wow, Judas Priest. They're still around?
Yeah, right.
You know, so. Post Malone, Andra Day, and Reba McEntire have all been announced as pregame performers for the Super Bowl on February 11th. McEntire's going to kick things off with the national anthem. Post Malone's going to sing America the Beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said as soon as I heard it. I was like, really? You couldn't find anybody else.
You know, I don't have a problem with Post Malone.
I just don't see him as a...
Right.
You know, as...
Maybe he'll surprise us.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe he will. So, and then Andre Day is going to wrap things up, of course, with Lift Up Every Voice and Sing. So, their performances will all be aired in American Sign Language as well. Usher is going to headline the halftime show. And what I believe is they're calling it, that's like Apple TV sponsored this year or Apple Music sponsored. So they're involved in it somehow. So it'll be, it looks like it might be okay. I'm sure we'll hear, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Get some yeah in there, so we'll see. Madonna has been sued. No big surprise there. But two men in New York are suing Madonna for starting her concert late. They accuse the Material Girl, along with Live Nation and the Barclays Center, of unconscionable, unfair, and/or deceptive trade practices. For advertising the December 13th show as having an 8:30 p.m. start, Madonna didn't take the stage until around 10:30 p.m.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, the show didn't end until after 1 a.m. And so they were confronted with limited public transportation, limited ride sharing, and or increased public and private transportation costs. And they had to get up and go early to work, take care of family responsibilities. So they said that Madonna committed, quote, a wanton exercise in false advertising and negligent misrepresentation.
I wonder if that's her fault, though.
I don't know. That's definitely a pretty people problem, though.
Yeah, it is.
Or a couple guys' problems there, I guess. I don't know. But they'll get their money, probably.
They might.
I guess Kanye West, because I haven't talked about him for a while, just debuted a new $850,000 set of grills inspired by Jaws, the iconic James Bond villain. But contrary to rumors circulating online, he did not have his teeth removed in favor of the new piece. So they're not fully replaced. He still has full dentition, half healthy and happy, it says. He had a procedure called fixed prosthodontics, where the grills, which are made of titanium, palladium, platinum, and other precious metals, are fixed to his teeth. So basically, they glued them on. And then we mentioned this a little bit earlier this week, but I guess Lil Nas X lost 140,000 followers amidst his J. Christ controversy. You know, he's already had a bunch of people mad about it, but they said he had 11.5 million Instagram followers on January 7th, but he lost 17,000 the day after he revealed the single artwork, and it continued from there, 20,000 the following day, and 46,000 on January 12th when the video was released. So things have continued to dip, and now he's down to 137,000 fans as of Wednesday. He tried to explain himself in a recent video, saying that he didn't mean to mock Christianity, and it wasn't like an F you to people or an F you to Christians. He said it wasn't that. It was literally me saying, I'm back, like Jesus.
Huh.
So, well, he probably should have listened to other people and gone, this might not be the best idea, buddy, but he did it anyway. So there you have it. That's your Pretty People Problems for the day. And we got some more music and a little bit more after this on the...
Those Pretty People Problems, they're serious.
Yeah, they are. It can get pretty hectic out there.
Yep.
But you know what's more hectic?
What?
Taking a drink of hot chocolate and it just burns the whole inside of your mouth. Oh,
yeah.
It is terrible.
Poor Dylan screaming like a girl over here, choking to death.
I choked too, yeah.
About killed himself with the hot chocolate.
It didn't go down right, and then it just started choking me, and it burned. And, oh, yeah, that is just one of the worst feelings when it all gets stuck in there and you, like, start choking and gasping, and it burns while it does it.
Yeah.
That's like a form of torture.
Dude, the problem with the burning thing is you can't get rid of it because you're like, you put something like super hot in your mouth and then it's like, I don't want to spit it out, but it's like too hot to keep going. So yeah, I don't know exactly what to do. What it was. And it's just burning you. And it's like,
Yeah, I had to spit it out the other day because it was like burned. And I started choking. I actually couldn't breathe. And it's just a terrible thing, man. You don't want to have to do that. It's gross.
You do not want to do that.
You look like the silly person in the room. You don't want that.
No.
There's no real solution for it either. I mean, you can't do anything.
Well, I know. Then there's that.
Yeah, it's bad. It's an embarrassing moment.
He gets really wild. He puts two packages of hot chocolate in his hot chocolate.
Well, it's not just that. I use a Keurig first, and that's a hot chocolate Keurig.
You put a hot chocolate thing in and then two packets of hot chocolate on top?
That's exactly what I do.
Dude.
Yeah. That's how I get through college and work.
Wait, does your hot chocolate or does it not have mini marshmallows?
It does.
Okay. Yeah. Now we can be friends.
Did you just hear Rodney singing across the hall?
I heard something. God knows what he's doing over there. Let's see. So you're back to school because, you know, the holidays are over. And then, do you get a spring break?
I don't know if I do. I want one. That sounds fun. Be a nice little break.
So you're a freshman in college. You should be going to, like, you know, Florida for spring break or something.
I don't think I could make it to Florida.
No? You don't think the Picklemobile would make it?
Mm-mm.
You could get on a jet airplane.
Struggling lately, man. It keeps drifting to the right automatically. I showed you that video, but... No exaggeration. It's getting worse. The Picklemobile ain't making it. I got to get a new car. I'm working on it, though. I got one, and it's starting to be repaired, but it's just a process trying to get the whole thing fixed, especially in winter.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who's going to crawl under my car in the ice and snow and be like, yeah, this is what's wrong?
A mechanic?
Yeah, but then I'm going to have to pay a whole bunch. I'd rather hire one of my friends to do it. Just ain't the time in for them.
And you wonder why the Picklemobile goes sideways.
Well, no, these guys are good mechanics. They fix it up real nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why you can't drive it yet.
Well, see, I don't know what happened to the turning. I don't know what's up with that. I think that might have been my dad, actually. See, the Picklemobile had a problem with its door when I first bought it. And, actually, it's kind of a messed up story. I guess I can tell it, but... I just woke up one morning, winter, just like this. It was icy and snowy out, and my whole windshield was busted. Yeah, the whole thing was just shattered. I might have told you guys about that. I might have came in and talked about it the day it happened. But the whole thing was just shattered. And I'm like, what happened? And yeah, I never figured out. It was just shattered one morning.
So that happened to my husband and I were sitting in our house one day. And we heard this like, and we went out in the garage and his passenger side door in his truck or window in his truck had shattered.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what just happened? And so when we took it to the glass garage to get fixed, I asked Greg Hogue, I said, does this just happen? Like it was in the garage, like no one threw anything at it, whatever. And he said that sometimes they just get weak, and he said it happens more than you would think.
Yeah, it's like the weirdest phenomenon. Like it's just it just shatters. Like
well, then you're thinking, what happens if you're driving down the road and the thing just
exactly like that? Just that's crazy.
It's like sitting in your lap.
Yeah, but when I woke up that morning and saw it, I didn't really know what to do. So I drove it down, got it repaired. And when I got it back, my door just wouldn't open. And I'm like, what the heck? So my windshield just shatters for no reason. And then my door just won't open. Like it's permanently locked. I'm thinking what happened is someone was trying to be safe and they used the lock system on my phone, on my my keys and just hit lock, you know, like the little toot toot and it locks.
Yes.
But I think that they didn't realize when you do that, the second door, the passenger one, doesn't just open. Like it won't, like it's locked. You got to go in and unlock it yourself. It'll only lock and unlock three doors, not the passenger. So I think when they did that, they didn't realize and they tried to open it. And then it just like something on the inside might have just snapped and they just thought, oh, his door just doesn't work. Uh-huh. No, you got it. It's a very special car. You got to be careful. But or maybe that's not what happened. I don't know. But point being, my passenger door doesn't work anymore. So I had to get it replaced, and when I got it replaced, my dad had to take the tire off to get the whole car off because he had to like
wait, what?
It was a weird.
You have to take a tire off to fix your door?
Yeah, because he had to. It wouldn't open. There was no getting it off, so he had to like saw it off. Like he had to take one of them things and just like rah, rah,
now
like,
we want, and you wonder why his car goes sideways.
Yeah, and I think when he put it back on, something just went wrong with the tire, and it's just been progressively getting worse throughout the course of the last 2 years.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the Pickle-mobile, I need a new car.
Anybody comment got below a new car if you have a cheap around, car. Please bring it to, please bring it to this young man so that he can get back and forth to college and not drive sideways down the road.
Yeah. It's a struggle.
Do you have to, like, when you're driving, like, always point your car this way so it go straight?
I have to turn the wheel. Like if you're supposed to hold it straight, I'm like this.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
I mean, it's been fine so far. It's just
don't your arms get tired of like having
to?
Yeah.
Sometimes I gotta switch to my knee and like hold my knee up and drive like that.
Not good at all.
No, it's not.
No. Okay. Yeah, anybody got a car laying around, let's give it to poor Dylan here, because, it's not safe.
No. It's not.
Hey, don't forget to keep commenting on the Snowflake Ball tickets. If you're interested in going to the dance, you can win yourself a pair of tickets by just going to our Facebook and giving us a shout out saying, I want those Snowflake Ball tickets.
Yep. Or you can comment on the Facebook post I made earlier and comment on that. No, just do whatever you got to do. Get a hold of us.
Yep. Tell us you want the tickets. We'll get you in the drawing for them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what else do you have going on?
I got pretty people problems from today.
You do?
I do.
Do you have, okay, we can do that. Let's do that. Pretty people problems from today.
Say that 10 times fast. Yeah. People problems from today. Nope.
Hey fam, just want to let you know, I'm here recording in the school bathroom, and it's like, okay, and like, telling you, like, this morning I used, like, this totally new technique. I have my Get Ready With Me headband on, and I like to use, like, the new product from Ulta, because it has to be from Ulta. It can't be from, and it just can't be,
Say they don't need mirrors anyway, they just look in their phones.
Yeah. And I only know this because my daughters are...
Yeah. Totally wanting to use the Ulta products and have their Stanley mugs.
Yeah.
Spoiled little brats.
Yeah, they are. They really are. So, an 85-year-old retired teacher in the UK has had her pension payments stopped for the fourth time.
Oh.
Because the provider refuses to believe that she isn't dead yet.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Wow.
Something to try to give her a heart attack so they won't have to pay her any longer, so. And if you think you're going to scare off a retired teacher with some administrative misgivings, you got another thing coming to you. Because they're going to find a way to get their money.
That's right.
A man in Florida who'd been stopped by police trying to hide or tried to hide counterfeit money in a takeout container filled with chicken wings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the best way to do it.
Probably not.
Of course, the officer involved is thorough, though, when he demands to see the chicken wings. And man, he right. So.
I think I saw another airplane story like that where somebody had bunch of cocaine in with like lobster or something.
Oh, really? Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah,
they said the chicken wings were mild, but the fake money was hot off the press.
Yeah, I'm sure it was hot. So, yeah.
A beloved art teacher at a Christian high school in Missouri was caught adding a poisonous plant to her husband's smoothie.
Oh.
Now she's being charged with attempted murder.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a biblical level of vengeance. They said she's proficient at watercolor, acrylics, and pottery. She's just not proficient at the art of getting away with it, so.
She might have been okay if she'd been a chemistry teacher,
I guess. Yeah, true, yeah. A Virgin Atlantic flight from Manchester to New York was canceled just before takeoff when a passenger noticed that four fasteners were missing from the wing.
Mm.
Ding! Bing! What's the problem, sir? I can only imagine, so. I know it's been a crazy time for planes, but you know people had to be mad at this guy for putting out a couple of missing screws.
Yeah.
And, of course, Virgin Atlantic passengers are hereby encouraged to give a quick once-over to any aircraft that they might be paying to travel on. So
they're going to have to start loading planes the old-fashioned way, straight on the tarmac.
Yeah, yep. With temperatures in Florida expected to dip into the 40s this week, people are being reminded that iguanas will freeze and fall out of trees, but they're not dead. So just be aware. Regardless of whether or not it's raining cats and dogs, falling iguanas are in the forecast in Florida.
I heard they were in the 70s this week.
Yeah. I never understood why the cold-blooded creatures like the warmth. It's just not in their blood, you know, so.
It isn't in their blood, is it?
Come on, that was a good one.
That was good.
A Pittsburgh man has been arrested after traipsing around a downtown bagel shop in the nude.
Oh.
So, I think some people really took that Steelers loss pretty badly, apparently, so.
I figured he was just looking for a hole.
Probably that, too. I'll have an everything bagel. Hold the nudity, please. What else we got here?
He was giving a whole new meaning to cream cheese.
Yes. Oh. I'm definitely moving on from this one.
Yeah, let's get off of this topic. I liked your dad joke today, by the way.
Okay, good.
It was good.
Marilyn Monroe's house is apparently going to be preserved as the Los Angeles Cultural Heritage Commission voted unanimously to declare it a historic cultural monument.
Mm, okay.
So you have zero chance of buying it now, much like everything else in the LA housing market as well. So, I guess it's official. I somehow missed this. Ron DeSantis.
Oh, yeah.
Has officially dropped out of the presidential race.
And endorsed Trump.
Donald Trump, which surprises me.
Yeah, me too.
I think he's hoping for a VP bid.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
I don't think it's happening either, but.
I think, as Donald said, you won't be surprised. Yeah.
So, they said he's now that he's out of the race, he can get back to attacking Disney.
Yes. So. See, he probably does have some important things he should be doing.
Yeah, so. Yeah. When did that happen? That must have happened on...
I don't know, like 2 days ago.
I don't know how in the world I missed that one.
It might have happened yesterday afternoon.
I must have missed it somehow. So, and then how about this one? Scientists have discovered a 10,000-year-old chewing gum.
Okay.
Which they said was a glue-like sap that early humans would chew on. Of course, the best thing about it was is that 10,000 years ago, there were no sidewalks to step in.
That's true.
So.
That is true. 10,000-year-old sap to chew on. Yummy.
A 101-year-old World War II vet says that her secret to living a long life is drink all the booze you can drink. I said she used to bomb the Axis, and now she gets bombed off of her Axis.
There you go. Speaking of drinking all the drinks you could drink, you did show me a really nice video today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. I was going to get away from Pretty People Problems.
All right,
that,
yeah, so, but let's do that. We'll,
yeah, we're gonna have to address that. So,
yeah.
Little story about someone that had a little too much to drinky-drinky this past weekend and kind of made a nasty-assy of herself.
Yeah, but, she did.
Just leave that there, but on the Opry, but we'll leave that alone. So we'll come back to it. And then finally, the new Mean Girls musical comedy was on top of the box office again this week.
Second week in a row. 11.6 million? Is that what I read? Do you know? It's
all
right. I think it was 11.6.
I've got the paper, but I hadn't planned on going there quite yet. So.
No, it's okay. Yeah, we don't need to go there yet, but I'm pretty sure it was like 11.6 million.
If you've seen the movie, you'll understand this. Is that would have done much better if it were released on October 3rd.
Yes.
Which, of course, if you've seen the movie, you'll understand that. Otherwise, you're like, what are they talking about? So there you have it. That's your What the Headlines.
What the Headlines.
For the day. We got birthdays coming up this hour. We'll get into some other trouble, but most importantly, we got music for you. So stick with us. It's going to be a great day. If you want to be a part of the show, 981-4067 is our text message. And that's how you can get a hold of us on the text line, or you can always give us a call at 288-7827. And hey, remember, caffeine, some people say it's really bad for you. But hey.
Oh, it's this segment.
It's not easy to kick that caffeine habit. But if you do, or are trying to, there is a support group that can help you out.
Are you addicted to caffeine?
I'm not addicted to caffeine. Who says I'm addicted to caffeine?
If this sounds like you, with our support, you can quit caffeine at Caffeinon.
My name is come Nick. Back like that. It's been 2 weeks since I last had caffeine. Oh, man, I think I gotta lie down. I'm exhausted.
We'll guide you through the withdrawal symptoms.
Even one sip of coffee would make me regular. But now, I just sit there and I hate eating prunes.
We'll celebrate your caffeine-free victories.
My kids got me one of those mugs coffee. And I haven't talked to my family in a month.
What I was thinking is, Dolly
to help you through your inevitable relapse defeats.
I don't know what came over me. I ran into the Starbucks and ordered a venti iced triple mocha latte double espresso.
But Dolly Parton recorded a song on her birthday.
Break yourself of coffee breaks with a community of support at
Caffeinon.
I'm just here for the free decaf.
I could just look it up.
I like Ripple. You like Ripple? I love Ripple.
I'm just here for the free decaf.
I'm also here for the free decaf. No, that's got to be the normal.
No. So Dylan, that's kind of a very strange thing that they just talked about that, considering the fact that we were just talking about you and your chocolate.
Yeah. I'm not addicted to cat. What are you? No. It's not addicted.
Fine.
Well, you also seem to be having withdrawals without your phone over there.
I know. So Jen forgot her phone this morning because I had all these things in my hands when I was getting into my car, and evidently one of them was not my phone. So I'm just kind of like, but I keep picking it up to look up things to refresh my memory on something, and I don't have it. So it's like, I'm not addicted. It's fine.
I have a habit of always making sure I have my wallet on me. So when I touch my phone in my pocket, I always check, like, do I have my wallet? And this morning I realized I don't have my wallet. And it just feels really weird. Like,
poor kid's going to starve to death today because he doesn't have his wallet.
I mean, how am I supposed to get my Taco Bell and my McDonald's large milkshake?
Now, come on. Let's be honest. I'll bet you have some change laying around in the Picklemobile.
No, because I went to a basketball game and I was really hungry, like really hungry, and I didn't have anything, and it was $5 for a taco in a bag, and I was like, that looks delicious. So I went to my car and I scrounged up every last bit of change I have, and it was like I had like the sticky quarters and everything.
Yeah, the sticky quarters are the worst.
Yeah, and I scraped up all the sticky quarters I could find.
It makes you wonder what is on those quarters that they got so sticky.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Like, how?
I have Sonic milkshakes I get sometimes, And when I put them in the car, I'm not really realizing what I'm doing. And I'll be drinking it and driving, and then I just all over the windshield. And I wonder if that's what's sticky.
Wait, how does your milkshake end up on the windshield?
Because I'm not paying attention, and I'm driving, and it the lid busts off a little bit when I hit the brakes, and it. And, I mean, come on, that's happened to you too, right?
No, I don't believe so. Although my car does not go sideways while I try to drive. So.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
If you're trying to drink and hold your car straight, it's probably not working so well.
I make myself sound like the world's dangerous driver, but I promise I'm a good driver.
I thought that was Corbin, not you.
No, I'm a good driver. I have never been in any accident besides the one time I hit this giant boulder backing up. It was at one of those nature reserve parks, and I put it in reverse, and yeah. Nothing bad happened, though. I didn't get a dent or anything. It's just I was like, dang, did I just hit a boulder? Like, who in the world hits a boulder?
Yeah, right? Like, it's kind of... So does your car have, the sensors, the backup camera or sensors?
It's an old Ford Explorer. That thing's completely manual. My lights don't even come on automatically. I got to flip a switch.
Nuh-uh. Yeah. You have to turn your lights on?
Yeah, it's terrible because, I don't know if it's too early to turn them on. Like, I'll see other people's lights on, and I'm like, well, theirs are on, so should mine be on? Then I turn them on. It's like I blind everyone. I'm like, oh.
I say err on turning them on.
Do what? Err on turning them on?
Oh, for the love of God. We'll have a talk later.
Okay.
A vocabulary lesson.
Courtney told me the other day, I'll make you some verbiage for a post. And I was like, verbiage? What? She's like, yeah, verbiage. I'm like, well, what are you saying? Like,
words. Words,
yeah,
Dylan.
That makes sense. I'll make you some words for that post. Okay. I'll make you some verbiage for that post. Good day, madam.
Well, I said plethora to you the other day. Do you know what that means?
I think so. That means you've got plenty. There's a plethora of options. There are
more than enough
of options.
Okay.
That makes sense.
You know what that means, but you don't know what verbiage means?
Yeah. Verbiage.
Or air.
What were you saying? Say the sentence again.
I would err on the side of turning them on
that,
early.
That makes sense. I thought you were saying I would err them to the left or something, err them on early. I thought you meant I would flip the switch on. I'm like, was there an err option or something? No, but what you said makes sense to me.
Yeah. Turn them on early is what
that
I'm saying.
That verbiage works.
Good.
Yeah, I'm learning.
So proud of you. Very good. Very good.
Yep.
Our baby boy's all growing up.
Well, this boy's really tired. I need some more of that coffee, but I just need it to not burn me.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like this for the next couple of weeks, just tired with long sleeve shirts because college started. So.
Tired with long sleeve shirts.
Yeah, when I get tired, I like the long sleeve shirts. It's the same thing with the pants. I like jeans on because they wrap up on me. I like long sleeve shirts because it feels like jeans, but on the top half.
Fair. So do you sleep in jeans and a long sleeve shirt now?
I slept in jeans and a hoodie the other night.
That just sounds miserable. That sounds like the most uncomfortable thing ever.
It's the most comfortable way to sleep.
But doesn't the hoodie wrap all around your head and neck?
It's not going to choke me in my sleep. It's not like I'm sleeping with a snake or something.
I don't know. But as much as I toss and turn, I probably would.
That'd be dumb. Awful waking up in the middle of the night gasping while your hoodie chokes you. That sounds like the worst way to go out.
Right? Exactly. Okay. Well, what are we doing tomorrow?
I can't yell at Hayden to look at the poster for me, so I don't know.
We don't know what we're doing tomorrow. We'll do something.
I think we have a guest.
Okay.
Can't tell.
If not, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, thank you to our guest for coming in today, and we will be back here tomorrow. Hopefully some warmer weather this week. So get some of that snow and
some warmer weather.
Icky moved out. So have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.